5-year-old Becky answered the door when the census taker came by. She told the census taker that her daddy was a doctor and wasn't home because he was performing an appendectomy. "My goodness," the census taker said, "that sure is a big word for such a little girl. Do you know what it means?" "Sure," little Becky said, "about $15,000, and that doesn't even include the anesthesiologist." In the third letter of the beloved disciple, he testifies, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." A recent poll shows Americans are more concerned about rising medical costs even than access to health care. Ashley Kurzinger, associate director for the public opinion and survey research team at the Kaiser Family Foundation, tells us, "Lawmakers are always introducing legislation to stop patients from getting hit with surprise medical bills, and the White House, regardless of party, are always promising to make the issue of health care costs a priority for any administration to tackle." Another commentator said, "Protecting pre-existing conditions, Medicaid expansion, and providing subsidies for those who can't afford insurance, and tackling rising drug costs are crucially important to Americans." But he noted that not every citizen is the same. I find that to be true, but I think it's tragic that so few are remotely concerned about the sickness and disease that sin brings upon all of creation, about the sickness of souls that are languishing in death, as our Lord warns. "For what does it benefit a person to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what could a person give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Today is our Heavenly Father's definitive answer to all health issues that endure forever. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. Psalm 107, verse 20. "Surely Jesus has borne my sickness and carried my pains. He was esteemed, stricken, and smitten of God and afflicted. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed." We can all gladly and proudly say that in re-speaking the song of the suffering servant in Isaiah. It has been personalized for us. And the fact that Jesus paid the price for our healing, he brought our healing to the cross. We should never allow our healing to be stolen from him. It is said that they have found customs posts biblical archaeologists, and they have even found some tax records where in Greek a word was written over the tax bill when fully paid. Telestoi is the word. We just heard it translated for us. It is finished. As 1 Peter reminds us, who his own self bore my sins in his own body on the tree, that I, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, and by whose stripes I was healed. Bless, O Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases. Psalm 103, verses 2 and 3. What is even more tragic, as so few being concerned about the sickness that sin brings, is how few actually are taking advantage fully of the power we are given as disciples to bring the power of the cross to bear in the world around us. It's not for a lack of power of the cross itself. It's just so often we let the trials and tribulations of life make us forget just what the victory of the Christ has given us. It's not a victory that comes about as a celebration that we see even now in recent times, that at sporting events, opposing teams are fighting between victors and those who lose. This is not the way Christ has poured out for us, but rather that all of us take a hold of the healing that he brings us, but that we do everything we can do to make sure that healing comes to one another.